Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. We are here in the studio reacting to videos from Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei's recent speech, where His Eminence delivered the speech on December 11th, 2024, regarding the recent developments in Syria. To talk a little bit and react to these video clips, we decided to invite Sheikh Ali Qummi. Sheikh Ali, assalamu alaikum, welcome to Reaction Time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, thanks.
So good to have you in the studio. Of course, last time we did our series on Reaction Time, we also did it on the speech of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and we got, alhamdulillah, a very good response and feedback from those. So, of course, the speech is relatively longer, you know, so we wanted to extract a few more video clips from the speech, inshallah, and react in the name of Allah.
Sure, bismillah.
جبهه مقاومت یک سخت افزار نیست که بشکنه یا از هم فرو بریزه یا نابود بشه. مقاومت یک ایمان است، یک تفکر است، یک تصمیم قلبی و قطعی است. مقاومت یک مکتب است، یه مکتب اعتقادی است. چیزی که ایمان یک عده مردم است، چیز قراردادی نیست که من حالا میگم چرا ایمان مردمه. این با فشار آوردن نه فقط ضعیف نمیشود، بلکه قویتر میشه. انگیزه افراد جبهه مقاومت و عناصر جبهه مقاومت با دیدن خباثت ها انگیزشون قوی تر می شود و دامنه جبهه مقاومت گسترده در می شود. مقاومت اینجوری است. وقتی جنایات سبعانه دشمن رو می بینن، اون کسانی که تردید داشتن که باید مقاومت کرد یا نه، از تردید بیرون میان، میفهمن که جز با سینه سپر کردن در مقابل ستمگر و ظالم و زورگو نمیشود انسان راه خودش رو ادامه بده. باید بیسته، باید مقاومت کنه. مقاومت یعنی این.
So Sheikh Ali, of course, here we saw again Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei talking about specifically in this video clip that's from his speech, which His Eminence delivered on December 11th, 2024, where he specifically talks about the resistance. You know, it's very interesting that he speaks about this, because after this fall of Syria to the terrorists and this HTS and these different factions, right, people have had this tendency to say that the resistance is broken and the resistance is finished, and you know, Yemen is impoverished, Lebanon, they destroyed the infrastructure, Gaza Strip, Palestine, you see, of course, you know, well over 45,000 people already killed. So in the general sense, you see, overall, people have started to unfortunately say, oh, this is it, this is the resistance, was this. But here, Agha very beautifully, you know, he kind of talks about how the resistance is not some kind of physical military capability, if you will. It might play a role in the overall picture, right? But the idea that the resistance is an ideology, it is a thinking, it is a way of life, and that it is based within the people and the hearts of the people in the West Asian region and anybody across the world who believes in resistance.
So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, there are many concepts that are misunderstood, misinterpreted, misconstrued. And because those misunderstandings overcome and overpower the reality of those concepts, it's very important to highlight the reality of these divine concepts. I'm talking about specifically, you know, the Quranic concepts.
Yeah.
If you look at muqawama, or you know, loosely translated as mukavamat is resistance,
right? Resistance, yeah.
Or muzahimat, you know, in Farsi. Mm. And this is a Quranic concept, right? Everywhere in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sabr, you know, sabr is mukavama.
Sure.
Sabr is endurance, resilience.
Mm.
It's not the patience in the
steadfastness.
In the traditional sense of the word, right? Mm. So mukavama is a Quranic concept.
Mm.
Now, that said, till the time Quran is alive, this concept is going to stay alive.
Sure.
No one should have any doubt in that. So that's the first thing. Second misconception, you can say, or misperception that is out there is that resistance is confined to military resistance.
Sure.
Like you pointed out in the intro as well. That it is only done with guns and bombs and tanks and so on and so forth. This is again a very superficial understanding. That resistance, the concept, the Islamic concept of resistance is confined to just the physical battlefield, you know, military resistance.
Sure.
Of course, that could be one of the forms and manifestations of the very wide concept of resistance. Now, when we talk about resistance, inshallah, you know, slowly we open it up, what it really means. But it's important at this point in the light of this clip that Imam Khamenei is saying that it's not a piece of hardware.
Yeah.
You know, you can break or burn or, you know, crush a piece of hardware and then it's useless. It's
just it's finished.
Not there. It's finished. Right.
Yeah.
Mukavama is, you know, more of a belief.
Sure.
Right.
So it is an ideology.
It is an ideology. It is
thinking.
An understanding.
Mm.
Right. It is a worldview.
Mm.
Right. It is an approach.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So how can you crush an approach? How can you crush an ideology? How
or
can
an
you
idea.
Crush
yeah.
an idea or belief? Mm. You can't. Mm. Right. Now, what you can crush maybe is the manifestation of that idea.
Yeah.
Or you can make the manifestation of that idea blurry or weak, right?
So, in order to confuse people from understanding what it is.
When it applies to this, you know, whole fiasco in Syria and how some people, because they're consuming the Western media too much, you know, more than they should, and they should avoid it altogether if they can. But because of the events that transpired, they feel that, okay, because Syria or Damascus has collapsed, this means that resistance is headed towards some sort of, you know, it's just going to extinct.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to cease to exist.
Mm.
Or because Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah in Lebanon got martyred, right? Shaheed Safiuddin.
Yeah, finished. And
he got martyred. Mm. This means the resistance of Hezbollah is just finished.
And this is where Agha is specifically saying these things. He's saying that these losses, you know, they don't at all. Yeah, sure, it has an effect, but because it is a belief, it is an ideology, it lives within the hearts of the people. Right. And if the people keep it alive, right, then this thing only continues to grow and become more powerful.
Exactly. The Ghazans, you know, after Sinwar, did the resistance stop? After Haniyeh, did the resistance stop?
Yeah.
You know, there's so many other commanders, great commanders throughout the history of Islam.
Yeah.
And we have said this before too, but in this context, it's important to understand that resistance is going to stay alive. Why?
Yeah.
Because it's a belief, it's an ideology, it's a school. Imam Khamenei calls it a maktab.
A maktab,
right? It's a school, right? It's an approach. So that's something that I think should be understood properly, should be conveyed properly.
Mm.
Now, what does it mean for us? This program that we're doing, it's a form of resistance.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Talking about the crimes of the enemies of Islam, the enemies of humanity, the terrorists, outlining it, you know, it's a form of resistance.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Rahbar calls it jihad-e-tabyeen. Look, it's a form of jihad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's jihad al-tabyeen, jihad of clarification, jihad of explanation, right? Similarly, no matter who you are and no matter wherever you are throughout the world, you can be part of this resistance.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? This mukavama. Yeah. And this is something each individual should realize in his or her personal capacity. It's not even confined to men. Sometimes when we talk about resistance, you know, there's very masculine feeling
a soldier
to it.
But on the battlefield,
exactly, like, you know, all geared up with all heavy weapon that women can generally take up. No, you have to do resistance in your own domain.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the idea.
This is what's really important, yeah.
Right? You look at the university students in the United States of America who stood up against the hegemonic and genocidal campaign of the United States of America against the Palestinians at the hands of the Zionist regime of Israel.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did they do? They resisted.
Yeah.
They didn't pick up any guns.
No, they came
Nobody
out, they
asked them to pick up any
guns. And it was very effective and it was very influential as well.
Right. Mm. You know, academics, you know, they didn't pick up any guns. Nobody asked them to pick up any guns either. Mm. What did they do? They wrote, they spoke. They did conferences, right? So this idea of resistance is not going to go anywhere. Mm. You know, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen,
exactly.
the believers and the people of conscience, both, they are very well aware of the fact that resistance in the face of tyranny, resistance in the face of oppression is something that they'd live by. It's a code of life for them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and this would be a good takeaway from this.
Yeah, what
this
I think was really interesting as well, right, is this idea that Agha here, Imam Khamenei, he talks about how the more pressure that you bring on the resistance, the more you, for example, you know, kill their individuals or their leaders, and the more destruction that you cause, that it only makes them stronger, it makes them more determined, it makes them, you know. So I think it seems like that Israel, the Zionist regime, America, the arrogant powers of the world, this is something that they can't calculate in their calculations, you said this in one of the reaction times.
And it all comes from Quran, the Holy Quran.
Exactly.
What Imam Khamenei is saying, you know, we have the verse of the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَلَمَّا رَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا مَا هَذَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ Right? And the verse continues, what did it do? It increased them
increased their iman and
taslim. Right? So the translation goes like, the translation goes like that, you know, when they saw the confederates of the enemies, the armies of the enemies, the battalions of the enemies, enemies in number, right? Ganging up against them.
Yeah.
Just keep mapping it to Palestine and Syria all of it.
Yeah, the
how they mapped
day.
Up against Syria, how they have ganged up
against
Lebanon, Palestine,
Lebanon,
right?
Yeah.
Keep mapping it. We don't have enough time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that when the believers, the mu'mineen, they saw the enemies gang up against them, right? The knee-jerk reaction is what? You get scared, right? You go on the back foot, right? You become insecure. You start to change your position on issues and things, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the mu'mineen do what?
They say this is the promise.
They say this is the very promise that the Prophet of Allah had done with us.
Yeah,
he had informed us that this is the reaction you're going to get from the enemy when you resist against its oppression. Right? So this should not be a news for the believers today. And then the verse of the Quran says that what it did to these believers is that it increased them in their iman, in their faith, and in their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, just map this verse. Look at where we stand today. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have given sacrifices. The camp of resistance has given sacrifices. And when I say the camp of resistance, it includes the non-Muslims who have actually given sacrifices for the oppressed people of Palestine, for the oppressed people of Lebanon. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, as a result of these sacrifices, the Islamic movement, the resistance movement rather, it has become stronger.
It has become stronger, and inshallah, it will only become stronger.
Exactly.
Sheikh Ali, thank you so much for joining us on Reaction Time. Inshallah, we'll have you. Inshallah, we'll have you on another episode soon.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. And thank you so much to your viewers for joining us. This was Reaction Time.